here in Austin, we have some racial history, to put it mildly. Mm-hmm. This used to be a segregated city. Of course, that's changed legally, but there's still a geographic and cultural segregation to some degree. The city is divided along the interstate that runs through it. To the east of I-35 are minority communities, Hispanic and African American, and while there's some gentrification going on there, there's somewhat of an imbalance in city resources and in educational achievement in public schools. If you were mayor of Austin, how would you address those challenges today?
I don't know Austin well enough, but I know that in Atlanta, the business community understood that it was in their interest to heal this breach between rich and poor, black and white. And so they reached out to the University Center and created a coalition. We had to have an economy and a political order that functioned well for everybody. So we made sure that in all of the projects that we build, and in the Olympics, for instance, we made sure that minorities and female contractors got a reasonable percentage. In fact, in the Olympics, it was 40% of all of the money spent for the Olympics. Now, people originally said, well, wait a minute, that's not fair. And I said, no. It is fair because overwhelmingly everybody had plenty to do because we were working together.
The city of Austin is transitioning right now from a system where all council members were elected at large to one where there are single member districts and each neighborhood will have its own representative. Now, I don't know what the structure of the government was in Atlanta if you had single member districts or everyone was elected.
Well, we mixed it.
You mixed it. It was a hybrid system.
Yes, we had 12 single member districts. 6 at-large districts.
So what advice would you give to a city that is still somewhat geographically divided by race? Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to community leaders who will now have a new opportunity to represent these constituencies in different parts of the city?
Well, I think that you can't represent a part of the city. If we don't all work together, we don't function. So the first thing is that you've got to have a climate in which you reach a consensus which makes everybody a participant in whatever you're doing. I look at other cities that started growing in one section and forgetting other sections. And pretty soon, the problems of the sections that are forgotten infect the sections that are growing. And it ultimately stifles the growth. So you can't segregate a city by council districts. And I didn't get along well with my city council because I would not let them make me make deals. I'll support you on this district. I said, no, we all represent the same city. And if it's not good for all of us, let's don't do it. But let's find a way if we need to do it. Let's find a way to make it work for every neighborhood.
Andrew Young will be giving a lecture at the LBJ Auditorium on Red River at 6 o'clock tonight. The event is free and open to the public. Mr. Young, thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Well, my pleasure.